Making it tougher to buy a gun. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department announcing new rules today.
Requiring background checks for all gun dealers engaged in the business of firearms dealing, including for guns sold at gun shows and online.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, thousands of firearm sellers likely to be affected by the rule, which essentially says that anyone who sells firearms for profit must be federally licensed. The White House says it is confident the new regulations will survive the court challenges, which are virtually likely. The Justice Department ignored a noon deadline today to turn over to congressional Republicans the audio recordings of President Biden's questioning by Special Counsel Robert Hur. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan telling Fox,
"He knew the facts, he disclosed it, and he kept that information, but he doesn't get charged because Robert Hur says he's a forgetful old man. So we think it's incumbent upon the Justice Department to give us all that evidence."
The Justice Department says they've already delivered a transcript of the interview, and demanding the audio seems to make it political. Japan's Prime Minister Kishida telling a joint session of Congress today, China is the greatest strategic challenge to peace and stability in the world, and said the U.S. must continue its global leadership, including its support for Ukraine. Americans of a certain age remembering today where they were when they first heard this.
"We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information."
That was 1995 when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. His family revealing this morning the Football Hall of Famer has died from prostate cancer. O.J. was 76. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An appeal has been filed on behalf of convicted cryptocurrency fraudster.
Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison 2 weeks ago after being convicted of fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. Now he's filed an appeal of his conviction in Manhattan. His defense team's asking that he be allowed to stay at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York during an appeal. His defense team will next file the basis of the appeal. That is not yet clear, though during trial, Bankman-Fried was not allowed to call several witnesses in to testify. At sentencing, Judge Lewis Kaplan said Bankman-Fried's use of customer funds at crypto exchange FTX to cover the losses at his trading firm Alameda was wrong, that Bankman-Fried knew it was wrong, but that he's only sorry he made a bad bet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Federal bank fraud charges have been filed against E.P. Muzuhara, the now-fired interpreter for the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, for allegedly using the slugger's money to pay his own gambling debts.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mitsuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says their investigation suggests Ohtani is a victim of the scheme and not involved in it. Major League Baseball is still investigating. A report today on inflation at the wholesale level shows the producer price index rose 0.2% from February to March.
The reading is the same for core monthly PPI, excluding food and energy, an improvement from the previous month. Though the PPI for the year ending in March was up 2.1%, that was the strongest reading in 11 months.
Fox's Ginny Cassola, the increase was less than the analysts had predicted. Wall Street at the close, the Dow down about 2.5 points. points. The S&P 500 added 48 points. NASDAQ up 292. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.